Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. And 19 years, the Washington, the Redskins, the football team, Commanders, all of them. Nobody could win a damn playoff game. And you know who changed it? Jaden Daniels. Unbelievable game last night in Tampa and throughout the week. What we all said, I mean, go back and listen. It's on the Odyssey app, Lamphill. Go back and listen. And what we all said throughout was Tampa's got a lot of advantages in this game. Tampa looks to be, I think they have a little more talent on the roster. I think they had a lot of kind of natural advantages. But Washington had Jaden. And that doesn't take away from what was a pretty good effort defensively. There were a lot of things. De'Ami Brown stepped the hell up. But you get into late game situations. You get into late game situations and close games, and there is nobody on the planet, at least nobody in the NFC, that you want with the ball in his hands more than Jaden Daniels. I mean, the young man is just simply unflappable. Does it seem like Washington's got a horseshoe? Yeah, it does. I mean, they doinked in the game winner to go to the divisional round. Like, that doesn't just happen. But, dude, there's also something, too. You hear Dan Quinn, Terry McLaurin, Jaden Daniels, Bobby Wagner. Bobby Wagner with a huge fumble recovery. You hear these guys talk about winning time moments, making plays in big spots. That stuff doesn't happen on accident. One, you have to put yourself in position to make plays. You have to put yourself in position to be in games late, to be there when it matters. And that's what Washington has done over and over and over again. There is a, you know, relentlessness is a word that kind of gets celebrated. People are like, oh man, that's relentless. Like that these guys play relentless. The way they approach a season, relentless. And that kind of gets celebrated. But there's another word that I think is fairly similar that people don't celebrate, and it's ruthlessness. Like, if you're ruthless, that's generally considered a negative, like a pejorative, right? This football team is ruthless in their pursuit of victories. And it doesn't matter if it's the playoffs, doesn't matter if it's week three. They are ruthless. And all that means is they're going to do whatever it takes to get the win. I thought last night was just such a fascinating example of a team. By far, there's a million different takeaways from last night. How in the hell can you win time of possession 35-26 to 24-34 when you are completely ineffective running the football? How can you go 8 of 15 on third down when you are completely ineffective running the football? They had 22 first downs. They out first downed Tampa in this thing. Their running backs, help me with the math in live time here, 19 carries for 27 plus 16 is 43 plus 1. 19 carries for 44 yards. That was your running backs in this football game, and you dominated time of possession 35-26. That, offensively, I thought Kingsbury was really good. And then you want to talk about ruthlessness. You want to understand that mental premise. I know I saw it on Twitter. I was getting text messages. People were flipping out about fourth down situations, right? Early in this game, you're super aggressive. Could you have kicked? Yes, but they go for it. Dan Quinn, I was listening to him in the locker room. Yes, I was in Tampa last night. Yes, I'm currently in the Navy Yard studio. Don't ask questions. I was listening to DQ last night. That locker room scene, that the tunnel scene with Magic, I mean, all of it was just ecstatic and deservedly so. Dan Quinn said, we're going to be bold but not reckless. And I think that's how they played it the entire game. They were 3 of 5 on fourth down. All season, they've been the number one team in the NFL on fourth down. And if they changed it last night, they're not being true to what they've built, how they've accomplished it, how they've gotten this far. And if you do the math on the 2 fourth downs they didn't get, say you kicked there, it's less than the touchdown you got late. And what do you do late? Fourth and, I guess it wasn't a goal to go. It was fourth and something. But down inside the 10-yard line, Jaden finds McLaurin. And it was the guys that deserve this thing are right in the middle of it. Jaden gets popped in the face early on, is bleeding out of his face. Looks like Rocky when he's fighting Clubber Lang. And he's able to stitch it up or glue it up, whatever they did.
Put a little tape on it.
It was... And B, I'm saying what this team does is a ruthless pursuit of victories.
They fight.
They fight.
They
like
fight to the
hell.
End. They don't quit. I know a lot of people want to say what they want to say, but this damn team right here deserves a lot of praise and pride.
Dude,
if you don't give it to them, you're a hater.
I mean, they're on to the divisional round at this point. You know, like it's no. I don't know. I'm sure Jeff will tell me later that I'm wrong. But I don't think there are haters at this point. I can't imagine anybody is not giving them the proper credit now.
There are still haters at this point.
I don't
you
think
and
so.
I are fans and we hang that every day. Is that what you think?
It's not even being a fan. It's just watching.
No,
they're one of – how many teams are still playing? 8?
Yeah. Well, by that. But I'm just letting you know, I hear it live. I see it on social media. But to hell with them. 13 wins in a division round, still moving forward. It's all the hell that matters.
The game last night was just such a perfect microcosm of the season. You know, this was not a slow start game. And this was not, I'm not going to pound the defense on this one. I thought defensively they played fairly well. I know Marshawn Lattimore had some trouble with Mike Evans early on. Evans, I think, had about 70 yards in the first half. He finished with 92. There was a lot of talk and concern about Bucky Irving going crazy in this thing. He ended up with about 85 yards from scrimmage. He did catch that one touchdown, which, you know, some people will tell you wasn't offensive pass interference. Some people will tell you they call that 8 times out of 10, and they didn't. It was a good play design, but still, McMillan runs directly into Frankie Louvu's chest and points at him pre-snap, which I found fairly egregious. But still, like, this was – the reason they won is Jaden Daniels' ability to make plays at late in games and just be completely unflappable. Mm-hmm. But this was a team win through and through. I mean, special teams had a good night. The fact that the kid doinked it in is just –
as I said before,
there is some sort of magic following this team, and then there's actual Magic Johnson in the tunnel outside of the locker room.
As I've said many times before, we talk a lot about the offense, but the offense don't get a chance. The defense don't, at points, give them the ball back.
Dude.
And John Dalton, you talked to him last night on your show, he said straight up, man, defense, we just want to get the ball back to Jaden because we know if he gets the ball, we got a chance. And I think that's what happens often. You know, we talk just like, think about the 1987 Super Bowl. Oh, man, they scored 35 points in one quarter. The damn defense was getting the ball back for them. So that get lost in the shuffle sometimes. But, you know, nothing is perfect. But, hell, I will go to war with those dudes any damn day.
Dude, it's so hard to watch and throughout. I mean, we were in Tampa since Friday night, and there were so many Commanders fans down there. It was burgundy and gold. I mean, the amount of like actual Redskins gear I saw was, I mean, people were pulling stuff out of their grandfather's closet. Like it almost seemed like it was a contest to come up with like the most cool kind of throwback gear. And it was such an impressive vibe. And every time people would ask me what I thought of the game, I was like, man, you can't count these guys out. And ultimately, if it's close late, Jaden's got the ball in his hands. They got a chance. And then you see it last night, and it unfolds exactly that way. And we're going to open the phone lines up. We're going to just take phone calls all day. Brian, I was saying this. Jaden is so impressive, dude. He finishes the game 24-35, 272 touchdowns, ran for another 36 on the ground. Mm-hmm. He had like 32 at halftime. Tampa made a good adjustment to kind of slow his legs down in the second half. They're able to win time of possession 35-26 to 24-34, and they couldn't run the ball for – they couldn't run the ball. They their backs, I think, we just added it up, I think had 19 carries for 44 yards. To be 8 of 15 on third down when you're unable to run the ball is just phenomenal.
I think the thing about the running the ball is this. We have developed our mindset that, oh, you got to have 120 yards a game. Sometimes you got to just constantly have the threat of the run. And what I love about it, and I know people look at the numbers with all these stats stuff, that stuff has gotten blown out of proportion. The whole thing that you want to do is win the football game.
Sure.
And what they do, they keep running it. They may not be getting the yards they want, but you still have to be concerned about it. The moment you have a defense.
There are games where I would agree with you. Last night, the run game was just so ineffective.
Don't make a difference. They kept running the football.
The only time the last drive when they went to Eckler kind of full time on it, that they were able to move it there.
If you just completely stop running the ball and the defense can pin their damn ears back, you're done.
I agree with that.
So they keep handing the ball, which makes the defense slow up just a little bit. And when you have a quarterback like Jaden who can run it, who can throw it, you make it a little bit – it may look bad as a running game per se, the traditional way, but it gives him the opportunity to use his skills more.
Well, I mean, specific to that, on that last drive, one, how about Terry McLaurin? And you don't really see this from a wideout. There's 4:41 on the clock when they get the ball at the end of the game. And Terry says, we're not giving him the bleeping ball back.
Yeah.
We're not giving him the ball back. I think Todd Bowles at the end of the first half and the end of the game was really bad time management, and that's great for Washington. Shout out to Todd. I think Jaden made a pair of plays on that drive. The third down pass to De'Ami Brown was just a perfect ball. It's third and six from their own 34. This is a high-pressure situation because at that point, Tampa still had all three timeouts left. Third and six, you're still far in your own territory. You don't pick that up. You got to punt. Finds De'Ami down the middle for 21. All of a sudden, things have flipped upside down. Because now you're at least to midfield. The way DQ was coaching this thing, you know they're going to be aggressive if you get to a fourth down. They give the ball to Eckler there. It's 3:20. I think De'Ami gets tackled with like 3 minutes left. No timeout, nothing. They get the ball to Eckler. They run the ball there, which was absolutely the right call to force a timeout call from the Bucs. They don't call one. They run two plays from 3:20 all the way down to the 2 minute.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, and they're at midfield. It completely shifted everything.
Hell yeah.
Then Jaden finds Eckler for that little pass, which was wild. Eckler gets 18. Finally, Tampa's calling timeouts because Washington's at the 27. Mm-hmm. They're already in field goal range. Eckler gives him a really good 8-yard gain. It was kind of not quite a draw, but there was a little delay to it. Now everything's on the table. What they have counted on, I'm a big believer in what can you count on, right? And offensively, throughout the season, they run this little QB counter, usually to the right side. Yeah. That's the play they can count on. You need two, I'll get you three. You need three, I'll get you four. It didn't work one time this season. That was in Philly on fourth down when they called it. If you remember that Thursday nighter up there, that was the one time I remember all year didn't work.
Yeah, almost didn't work last night.
Third and two, they run it to Jaden. It looks like he's about to get hit in the backfield. He's able to evade the pressure.
He never looks like he's stressed. He just smoothly, give him a little stiff, ran on and got first.
Third and two, 4-yard gain, first down. Then they get into the middle of the field. One thing I wasn't so sure about is, so they get first and 10 from the 15. Now, it ended up maybe mattering. Rather than just kind of lunging sideways to get where Gonzo wants the ball for the kick, Jaden kind of jumped backwards. So they lost 4 yards. So you went from the 15 to the 19.
Yeah, but
I'm kind of being funny.
He was trying to put it on that left hash for him.
I know.
And I'm glad they put it on the left hash because based off of what happened at the end, my heart skipped a beat, dog.
That joint was leaking. You know, you swing a little too fast with the driver, and that joint takes off straight like a rocket, and then it's just leaking right.
I went back and looked at a lot of stuff prior to that kick. What in the hell was he doing, taking off his sock, putting it back on, shoe, all of the hair stuff? He was nervous, dog.
He's got some stuff.
Yeah.
I
guess that's the first time he had that situation.
He's got some stuff, man. I don't know how to describe my man Gonzo.
But as I said last night, we won the damn game. Nothing to complain about.
Their playoff drought was almost legally drinking. 19 years, dude, is just absurd. And
that's a good one right there.
For these guys to break that year one of Dan Quinn, year one of Adam Peters, is just unbelievable. And year one of Jaden Daniels, you wonder what the sky is the limit for in this thing. You wonder as they're able to continue to build this roster or whatever it is. But they got some magic right now. And I'm not trying to do a weird pun because of Magic Johnson being there. I loved what Magic said after the game. And one of the reasons he's been so reserved this year. I mean, Magic has really made himself scarce, especially when TV cameras were around. And he said, he's like, I don't want anybody to make this about me. I want this to be about this team. I want it to be about Terry and Bobby and Jaden and everybody in that locker room.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think he's correct. And these guys have earned that, deserve it. I thought John Allen played a really good game last night when they needed it. I think defensively, we're going to get so caught up in how this thing finished and everything Jaden does, which is really tremendous. One thing I said going into this thing, I didn't want to play Philly because I think they got the best 1-53 roster, right? Mm-hmm. And whatever, you got to play who you got to play. It's the playoffs. But when there was the talk of L.A., Tampa, or Philly, to me it was always Tampa was the team you wanted to play. They were just so up and down, so volatile. I thought Philly's 1-53 was the best. I thought L.A.'s got the best coach. This game plan last night from Cliff and the Commanders, I can't stress enough how incredibly smart it is for them to hold time of possession so significantly. You know, Baker was pretty dialed in. He had the fumble, but just as a passer, yeah, he didn't miss much.
You know, you don't miss when you don't have pressure.
You know how many times he threw the ball?
Yeah, like 16, 15 times.
18 times.
Yeah.
15 of 18.
Yeah.
Doug, like, in an ideal world, that's double. Like, if you're Tampa and the way Evans was cooking dudes, you'd want that to be 26 of 30. And they just limited possession so much. Bucky Irving averaged 4.5 a pop on the ground. He got the ball 17 times.
But you know what happened to them? They got in a situation where they had a team that was having those long, sustained drives. That 9-minute drive, 17 plays, touchdown at the end. I've said it to you many a times. You do that consistently, there's not an offensive coordinator in this damn league that sticks to a game plan. They're going to always come out now and they're going to start trying something else. So you had them
that
stressing.
Drive started from their own 8.
Yes. They went 8-9 minutes, and when you get a touchdown at the end of drive like that, you got to try and come back and do something. And then all of a sudden they realize, we can't run and gun with these dudes. You know, they had that knock, that kind of drag it out type performance. But Washington can put points on you quickly if they want.
Dude, and the slow starts have been so problematic for quite some time for Washington. They give up the field goal early, but Tampa was moving that ball. It looked like that was going to be a touchdown drive. They're able to kind of stop them when they get to, I think, about the 30. They forced punts on the next two possessions. Mm. Tampa had some inopportune penalties and stuff, but defensively, you got to give them some credit, man. When they took the 10-3 lead in the second quarter, that was a 3-and-out. And, defensively, I thought they were good in this thing. I thought game plan-wise was really smart. I think there's just so much to appreciate about this team. And we're going to talk about Detroit all week. Detroit's obviously a beast. That's That's a you got a lot to worry about going to Detroit. You got a lot to think about. They got a lot of weapons. That place is going to be an absolute zoo. But, yo, that's a good problem to have because you're in the divisional round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And you know what everybody in Detroit's saying? Let's be real. You know what Detroit talk radio is saying today? Damn, this kid, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in a close game against him late.
Hey, man. Detroit didn't go undefeated, did they?
Nah.
Game slow.
Nobody did.
Yeah.
Yo, you know who Detroit lost to? Tampa. You know who just beat Tampa? Washington.
There you go.